Age of 17, and right now, the age of 18 minutes past 8, on 88 FM, it's Radio Life and Style, live from the heart of Bolito. And it's been a while since we've had our regular chat with Mr. Chapman, Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing, who normally comes in earlier in the week, but we had a public holiday this week. It's been a sort of an interrupted week, I guess you could say. But he's here to play catch up on a Friday for what is, I'm quite sure, the world's only dedicated plumbing radio segment. And we're happy to have it right here on Radio Life and Style. Barry Chapman, how are you, my friend?
It's awesome. You keep plumbing flaying. I keep plumbing flaying. It's all
in the flow, bro.
100%.
And the sounds of Radio Life and Style flowing over the airwaves this morning. I want to find out about how things have been flowing in your world. Last time we chatted, you were getting involved with a whole host of really cool local operators to pull together a community project stewarded by local ward councillor Prebi Mucken. And what was the deal? How's it looking at the moment? Give us the update.
Oh, man. You know, it's so soul-enriching to be able to give a little back.
Yeah.
So the Snyman Sports Fields, yes, there was quite a big building. Well, two buildings there.
Where is the Snyman Sports Field, for those that didn't know it existed?
In Etete.
Etete. See, I didn't know it existed.
So, along the R102, and you go up to the top of Sharker's Kraal, and you drive down past that big Sasco factory.
Yeah.
And just after the river that you pass, there's a right-hand turn, and it's hiding down in the valley there. It's actually quite a beautiful little spot.
Wow. But the facilities, as far as the ablutions block, that was not looking so beautiful. In fact, it wasn't functional, really.
No, there was, I think the only thing that was left there was the bricks.
Yo, okay. So for the many kids and youngsters that make use of the facility, the sports field, to blow off steam and to hang out and connect, there was a real need to sort something out as far as...
100%. I mean, the facility is there. Why has it been left to get to such a point of wreck and ruin? Like, that's the thing I can't comprehend how a public facility just gets neglected to that point.
Well, it got to that point, but by good people being rallied,
the dream team,
and people giving of their time and resources, it's now in a much healthier, much more functional state. Is it still got a few little things?
There's still a few little niggly things that need to happen. I mean, the painting project ended up being quite a monster because they had to almost go straight back down to the plaster to get it going because it was that bad. The plumbing side of things also, a couple of little gremlins reared their heads that kept us going there until about 9 o'clock the one night.
Wow.
But we got it all sorted out and things are flowing downhill now.
Yeah.
The water supply was also quite interesting, trying to figure out what was going on there. But, you know, through a little bit of problem solving and process of elimination, that all got sorted. And, I mean, the installation of the basins and the toilets and everything was a very straightforward part of it. The rest of it was the chaos of trying to end cap off pipes that had been broken underground and breaking open concrete to try to get access. And,
some serious heavy work.
Yeah, but I mean, so we started and we had a community member that has now stepped up and said they'll be the custodian of the facility by locking up the security gates and doing all that stuff. So we had Derek from Evco who got a lastminute.com phone call going, Derek, please, we need your steel fabrication expertise here. Please, can you come help us secure the facility so that we can start all the refurb work on the inside of it?
Yeah.
And they were amazing, man. They stepped in, they came and welded up we call them burglar guard security steel work.
Yeah.
And a nice big gate on the door to the bathroom. Brilliant. with one of those funny boxes on that you can't actually cut the lock off.
Yeah.
And that stuff was done and sorted out in 2 days.
What?
So, like, major hats off to him. He, like, really pulled a cat out of the bag and made it happen.
Thanks, dude.
And then once that happened, we then all climbed in because we knew that whatever we were doing inside was going to be safe and secure. So it doesn't matter where you go in the world, you've always got to take precautions to make sure that what you're putting in. There are people that are going to love what you're doing, but there's also other people that don't care, really. And they'll go break it because they can.
This is a thing anywhere in the world, as you say. But amazing that so many good local operators have come to the party and made this thing that was just sort of a dream, a vision. Now it's a reality.
100%. So I'll just run through the list of all the oaks that jumped in on board and made things happen. So you got the workstation. And I'm Schlali for the project management and the detailing. Chapman Plumbing for all the plumbing and plumbing works and minor fittings. On Tap that donated the toilets, basins, and taps. You got Simon Downs who sponsored all the paint. Extreme Cleaning and Tim Lyle who did all the high pressure cleaning. DCTA Construction, Darren Nadu who sponsored the carpenter to install all the doors and windows and everything. Rodney Mayrick's paid for the painters, as he's just a resident.
Wow.
Evco Steel Fabricators did the security steel work. Talisman Tool Hire, just whatever tool you needed, they were there to open their doors and help the guys out.
Yeah.
Rockfield Trading did all the doors and windows.
Yay.
Junaid. Belita Sweepers did the cleaning of the facility and trimming of the bushes and everything around the outside. Unitwist Piping Systems jumped on board without a hiccup. So they donated all the water pipes, all the fittings. And the lovely thing about it, it's all plastic. It's got no scrap value. No scrap value to it.
Awesome.
We had Darren Samuelson, a private individual after our last chat that put forward 2,000 Rand towards the initiative as well. So that went into purchasing all the extra little bits and pieces that needed to be added to it. And then the driving force behind the whole thing, Privy.
What a dream team, as you say. And just such a cool, coordinated effort. Hats off to everyone there who got involved and has made this thing just a local success story. It's feel good, man. That's what you want to be talking about on a Friday.
100%, buddy. Like, just to stand back and look at that building, we actually need to get a before and after photo.
Please.
And share it with you because it is absolutely mind-blowing. I mean, to see the little kids running around there with these, watching you working on site, and they've got these big smiles of excitement going, yeah, we're going to have a little spot there where we don't need to go into the bush anymore. We actually have some dignity. For me, that is the most soul-refreshing, soul-empowering thing.
And it makes, you know, as you say, those kids then feel like, yeah, we matter, you know, people care.
100%.
That's what a gift. Well done. And thanks for sharing the story and the update on a Friday here, my friend.
Friday.
And as we head into the weekend, obviously, plumbing emergencies don't take weekends off. They happen on public holidays. They happen on weekends. You told me off air you had an interesting encounter with a geezer emergency on a public holiday.
So as plumbers, and I'm sure every other tradesman has their little funny thing that they don't understand why it was done. And for me, we went out on Tuesday to a body corporate, and there was a burst geezer.
Ish.
But now, there's absolutely, like, you got to wiggle through the roof to get to the geezer. There's no access from the trapdoor to get the geezer out. You cannot move the thing. So you got to open the roof up. And
literally open up a hole in the roof.
Open a hole up in the roof. Take the geezer out of the roof, and then reassemble and tape up underlays and all sorts of stuff and secure battens and put bracing in and then put all the roof tiles back and off you go. And phone my client and I said to him, listen, the geezer's got to come out the roof. He's like, well, what? No. Do you know what you're doing? And one side of me was like, no, sir. This is the first time we're doing this. You know? But no, on the real side, it happens.
Things get built without access to service your geezer.
You know, it's nice when it's roof tiles, because then you only need to open up a little spot to get the geyser out. But when you go to a house like that and it's roof sheets, and it's not something we can do. That's now, you can find a roofing contractor and get them to pull it off. The clients, please, you know, it's part of your SANS 10254 geyser installation. It needs to have easy access for maintenance and replacement. Can we open up an access point somewhere? No, I don't want any holes in my ceiling. Oh, well, okay. We advised you.
Sure, man. So, look, yeah, these are things that you would just assume that every build, every property or residence would have a service hatch or something.
For me, a water heater being in a ceiling is probably one of the most impractical things to do. It needs to be outside or in a duct somewhere where you've got easy access to it. It can be checked, it can be adjusted, it can be removed easily. Climbing through the roof like a rat is not the most ideal. And also, I mean, you're putting 200, 300 kilograms of weight. It adds more expense to your roofing engineering and all sorts of other things. So, yeah, put your geyser outside.
If you can, if it's too late, if it's already up there, and you do have an issue. Luckily, the team at Chapman Plumbing have a division of specialists in this field. And we often say, we tell you here on this radio station, whether it's the leak detection side of things, or the drain department, or the geyser guys. These are your experts in the field, the Chapman Plumbing, Barry Chapman. If anyone listening who might have a leaky geyser or something that's needing attention, what's the best way to reach out and get in touch?
Well, Facebook, nice and easy. Our website, www.chapmanplumbing.co.za, or the office line is 032-525-4123. And we also have an emergency standby number, which is 084-781-2108.
But if you call that number, Barry will arrive in his superhero spandex.
My Spado and my cape.
Yeah, just forewarned. Thanks for the update, my friend, and wishing you a fantastic Friday and weekend ahead.
Awesome, you too, man.
We'll catch up again on our regular weekday slot next week.
Tuesday.
Yeah, man. You heard it on 88 FM.